is Daf Sadi Beis. So we got to the Mishnah on top. The Mishnah says that Afal Pishu Nosin Lo Ein Nimcha Lo Ad Shivach Eshim Benu. So the Mishnah tells us, very appropriate for Rosh Chodesh Elul this week, that even though a person has returned the money that he owes through the Chavala, he doesn't get a complete Mechila. It's not simply through the monetary payment. There's no complete Mechila until he asks from him Mechila. You have to ask. We know the general halach is, the Mishnah tells us in Yuma, that if it comes to Dine Ben Adam L'Makom, then a person has to simply do a tshuva. When it comes to Ben Adam L'Chaver, you require Mechila as well. You have to ask Mechila. So too, when you pay the money back for the Chavala, you have to ask Mechila as well. Shenamar, the Pasuk says, the Raya, V'ata Hashav Eishes V'Gomer, referring to when Avimelech took away Sarah from Avram, so you have to return. He says, Hashem says to Avimelech, "Ata hashev eishes ha'ish, return back the married woman, namely Sarah. Ki navihu, because Avram's a navi, v'yispala ba'atcha, he's going to daven for you." So meaning it's not enough that you've returned her, but you have to get to the point where he's willing to daven for you, where he's really ma'amish mochel you. So you need to ask for mechila as well. This is the raya. U'minayin, how do you know, asks the Mishnah, im lo machalo shu achzari. How do we know if he doesn't do mechila, that's called an achzari? It's considered personally, how they define achzari here? Cruel, the cruel individual. Shenamar, it says, "Vayispal Avram el Halokim, vayipar Halokim es Avimelech." So then Avram davened to Hashem, and Hashem made Avimelech better. So Avram had to daven; he had no choice. He was forced to daven after he had asked Mechila from him. And if he didn't, so then he'd be considered someone who would be considered cruel achzari. And then this just says, "Omer Same es Eini Kotes Yodi Shover Siragli." The guy says, remove my eye, make me blind, cut my hand off, break my leg, any of those, chayiv. The person does it, he's chayiv. It doesn't give you a heter to do that. If he says, let's say, almanas liftor, chayiv. Also, let's say he says, come break my leg, and on condition, I'm not going to make you pay. Doesn't work, you're still chayiv if he breaks your leg or cuts off your hand. Let's say he says, karek susi, shavesh kadi, rip my shirt, and he says, break my jug, and he goes ahead and does it, and he's chayiv to pay. But let's say he says, I'm not lift or cut, rip my shirt, and on condition that I won't make you pay. Break my card on condition that you won't pay. That case, we say pater. Then he would be pater. You have the right to be mochel on your mamom. You don't have the right to be mochel on your own goof. Also, Cain Leish Ploni says, go do this to that person. Break his shirt or break his card or rip his shirt. I'm not lift or on condition that you'll be pater. Chayef. I have no right to allow you to hit him and rip his clothing. Whether it's referring to his money or whether it's referring to his body, I have no right to exempt you from paying any damages.
The third person.
Exactly. Marna quotes from the Brayis, the Tanur Rabbanan, Kol Elu Shamru, all that which we said earlier in the Mishnayos, Shamru Dumei Boshto, that if you embarrass a person, you slap him across the face or you yell in his ear, take off her head covering, all those amounts we're paying for the Boshes, 400 zuz or 100 zuz, whatever the amount was. Aval tsaro, afilu hevi kol eli nivayos shiba olam ein nimchalo ad shivake shimenu. In terms of the pain, the aggravation, the emotional damage that's been caused by his embarrassment, that there's no paying back. You could give him all the best trees in the world, you won't have a complete mechila until you ask from him mechila. Shenemar, it says, Hashav eishes haish kinavihu veispal ba'adcha. So you have to, that he returned the tsar, but it wasn't enough to simply return tsar, you had to ask him mechila until he would daven on your behalf. So you see how of course therapists know how damaging is the tzar. The emotional damage affects a person more so than a physical damage. So paying the boshes is just a set amount, but there's a tzar that you need to ask mechila from. So then the Gemara says, Eishes navi bayahadure, Eishes acher lo bayahadure. What does the pasuk mean when it says that you return her Sarah to Avram because he's a navi? And if he wasn't a navi, he wouldn't have to return his wife. Of course, you'd have to return the wife even if he wasn't a navi. What's it telling us? So Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonas on Hashav Eishes Ha'ish Mikol Makom. Kama. You have to return her because she's a married woman. And then Amar, is that which it says, Hagoy Gam Tzadik Tarog Halahu Amarli Achosihu Vihi Gam Hi Amra Achihu. So that which Avimelech claimed, I didn't know. I mean, you're going to kill a Tzadik? I'm very innocent. I asked who she was and he told me that she was his sister. And she said that he's my brother. So what did I do wrong? Hagoy gam tzadik tarog yonakil a tzadik? So that which you taina, which is a very good taina, navihu. He's a navi. He knows. He's able to read your words, interpret what you meant. V'kfar limed achsa. He already understood. He learned the halachas. Achsanai shebal li'ir aliskei achilu v'shesiyah sholen aso. Well, it's Keisha Sholonoso. When a guest comes to the community, do you say, you want some food and drink? Or do you ask about who's that lady with you, who the wife is? You understood by your questions that Ishtacha, he achoscha, is she your wife? Is she your sister? The fact that you started asking about the woman, Basara, he knew what your true intentions were. So Mikan, we see from here, Leben Noach Shinerag Shayalo Lilmod Vilolama. Ben Noach deserves a death penalty because he should have learned and he didn't learn. You can't claim ignorance. Abimelech should have known, he should have understood that that's how the Derech Eretz is. You ask about a person's food and drink, what he needs, what you could help him, and you don't ask about the woman who's with him. And therefore you understood from that question, line of questioning, that you're going after Sarah and you weren't innocent. And even if he had claimed, even if he admitted that she was his wife, he would have taken her anyways. Gemara now says, based on that same parsha of Abimelech and Sarah and Abram, it says, Ki otza, ki atzor otzar Hashem. Hashem stopped. Stopped what? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Shtei Atziros Halalu Lama. Why did it have a lashon, double lashon of Atzira, of stopping? So he explains, Achas Be'ish Shichva Zera, and Shai Be'ish Shichva Zera V'leita. One thing stopped for the man, and two things stopped for the woman. B'masnis, the Brisa says, Tana Shtei Be'ish. No, two things stopped for the man, which was Shichva Zera and K'tanim. And when it came to the woman, Shlosha Be'isha, the three things stopped for the woman, Shichva Zera, U'K'tanim V'leita. Ravina Amar, Shalosh Bish, no, really three things stopped for the man. Shechva Zera, Uktanim, Upitabas. And Arba, and there are four things stopped for the Be'isha, for the women. Shechva Zera, Veleda, Uktanim, Upitabas. So that's the Lashon, the double Lashon at Sira, that there were multiple things, that there was the Klala that came upon them, there are multiple things that stopped from their bodily functions. Mark quotes further, Ba'ad Kol Rechem. So the Pasuk says by Avimelech, it says Ba'al Korechem, he stopped everything Ba'al Korechem, everything until or in front of the womb. So what does this mean? So Amri Debei Rabbi Yanai, Afilu Tarnagola Shel Beis Avimelech Lo Hitilu Beit Asa. It wasn't only that the women, as Rashi quotes on the Torah, but even the chickens wouldn't lay eggs. Everything stopped. Amalei Ravar L'Rabba Bar Meri. M'nahan Emili Milsa, how do I know this to be true? Da'amar Rabbanan, the Rabbanan say, Kol mevakech rachamim al chaveiro v'utzarach lo'oso davar hu nena tchila. The person needs something, and he davens on behalf of someone else who needs that same thing, so by davening on someone else, then he'll get answered before the other person. Many, many stories we've heard about this, but the source is, the first time we see this, is in this parsha. Amar lei d'chsev Hashem ashev eshvus Iyova bispalalo badre'eu. Hashem returned everything to Eov because he davened for his friend. He was going through all this tzaros, of course, Eov we know. He davened for his other chaver who was having other tzaros, so he was answered first. So Amar Lei, so now Rabba Bar Meri responds back to Rava, At Amris Mehasim, you bring the source from Eov. Va'ana I learned Mehacha from this parsha we've been discussing about Avimelech. What does it say? Vaispal Avram El Helokim, Avram davened to Hashem, Vayir Pelokim as Avimelech, and he had healed Avimelech. That's Ishav and Miosav and his wife and all the people in the nation. Uksiv, immediately afterwards it says, Vashem pokad Sarah Kasher Amar, and Hashem remembered Sarah and she became pregnant. Kasher Amar, like she said, what? What do you mean Kasher Amar? Kasher Amar Avram El Avimelech, like Avram said to Avimelech, he davened that they should all be opened up and have children. So that's how he was answered. The bracha that he so much wanted, that really Sarah really very much needed and wanted to allow her to become pregnant. So this is the source of a person who davens for somebody else, they get answered first. And the difficulty with this is, it sounds like Avimelech was really answered first. Only after the parsha did it say, Hashem pokad es Sarah, unless things were just out of order there.
Right. Pokad was past tense.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay, so ready?
It already happened.
Ah, is that what they say?
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Okay. Gemara says, Amar Lei Rav of the Rabba Bar Meri. So now another conversation between these two. Minaha Milsa, how do I know Damri Inchi, that which people say, Bhadei Huta Laka Krava. When you remove a thorn, you take out the Krava as well. What's that, the gourd?
Thorns.
No, the thorns is the Hotza, the cabbage. Yeah. When you take out the thorns, the weeds, sometimes you take the cabbage with it. You didn't want to take out the cabbage, but sometimes you're pulling up a weed and it takes the cabbage unexpectedly. How do you know that klal? So what does it mean? Amar lei d'chsev lama tar. This, by the way, a mashal. What it means is sometimes when you are taking out the bad people, you take the good people, the tzaddikim, with them as well. How do we know? Amar lei d'chsev. The pasuk says in Yirmiyah, lama tarivu elai kulchem bashatem ki bi num Hashem. How come all of you, including Yirmiyah, how come all of you are attacking me? You're sinning against me. Yirmiyah didn't do anything wrong. but he was included as part of the other thorns that were there because you're connected. Amrlei at Amris Mihasim. So Rabba Bar Meri responds back to Rabba. You say from that pasuk in Yirmiyah, Vana mean I hold Mihacha from the following pasuk. It says that when Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe and Aaron, Ad ona ma'antem lishmor mitzvosai v'sarosai, until when will you refuse my mitzvos? Aaron, Moshe and Aaron weren't doing the mitzvos? Of course they're doing the mitzvos. The fact that they were included in Klai Yisrael is the same concept. Another conversation between Amar Le Rav Al Rabba Bar Meri Diksiv, it says, U'miksa achiva laka chamisha anashim. When Yosef went to Paro to introduce him to his brothers, he took five of his brothers with him. So man ninu chamisha, which five did Yosef bring to Paro? Amr Rabbi Yochanan says, Osan shehuch palu b'shemos, those names that were repeated when? So look at Rashi. Rashi says around halfway down the page, Osan shehuch palu shemosim, those whose names were repeated, bibracha Moshe, bibrichas Moshe. Moshe gave the bracha at the end of his life, this a few weeks from now. So he gave a bracha, Dan, Zvulun, Gad, Asher, Naphtali, all their names were repeated. Why? Hodiacha, because the pasuk is telling us, shechalashim, they were the weakest amongst the brothers. V'tzich and chizik, they required extra chizik, extra bracha. V'fikach kefel as a shemam lechazkam, they doubled the names to strengthen them. You see the power of saying a name. V'osan hevi Yosef lefnei paro, those were the ones Yosef brought in front of paro. K'dei shelo yivur olsam yos ish rashay gayasos latricham. He was concerned that he brought Yehuda and Reuven, Shimon, the stronger ones. He said, wow, these guys are big guys, let them be the generals of the army. He didn't want them to be the case, obviously. He brought the small ones, the puny ones, so Paro wouldn't appoint them. So they were the names who were doubled. Those were the five. So asks the Gemara, Yehuda nami yichpulu michpal. Yehuda's name was also doubled. And we know, of course, Yehuda was quite strong. So why was his name doubled? So Amar Lei lemilsahu deichpal. He needed his name doubled for a different reason. What was that reason? Damar Reb Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Reb Yonasan Maidich. So what does the pasuk mean when it says Yichi Reuven al Yamos? That Reuven should live, al Yamos, not to die. This is how some point out, this is the concept of Gilgulim, that Reuven had died once, and then, I mean, he should live and not die. It's repeated. So there's a concept of Gilgulim, some point to this as one of the sources in the Torah of Gilgul, of a second life. Okay, either way, but he must have mispar, and Vizos Yehuda. So what's the connection of Reuven and Yehuda? So it explains, Kol Olsam Arbam Shana, all 40 years, Shehayu Yisrael B'Midbar. As Klai Yisrael is traveling through the desert, Hayu Atzmos of Yehuda Megulgal and Baron, the bones of Yehuda were busy moving around. Ad Sheba Moshe Bikesh Rachmim, till Moshe came and daven that they should stop. And what did Moshe say? What was his tefillah? So Amar Lefana, Ribono Sholom, he says, Mi Garam LeRuven Sheyoda. Yehuda, who was the one who caused Reuven to admit to his sin of switching around the beds? It was Yehuda. That Yehuda admitted, Tzad Kami Meni, that she's greater than I, Tamar is greater than me. I shouldn't have, you know, I didn't give her over to my son, my last son. So she's greater than me, and I did something wrong, and I'm really the father of her child. So Yehuda admitted. So Reuven said, you know what, Taka, I should also admit. So that Yehuda should have some schar for that. So Miyad, right away, after saying such a tefillah, Shem Hashem Kol Yehuda, he heard Kol Yehuda, the pasuk says. So Alei Vera, Evarash, Lishafa, Lohava, Kamasfan. So his, now all Avere, Lishafa, all the limbs came together and settled down. But, Lohava, Kamaski, Lemesivta, Derkia. So, but the problem is, they didn't let his neshama up in the base medrash shel Shemayim. So then it says, he davened further, Veil Amo, Tiviana, let him come in, bring him into the nation, and bring him to the base medrash. So he was in town, now involved in the base medrash upstairs. But Lohaviyad, my Kami Rabbanon, Lumishkal, Lumitrach, Bade Rabbanon. He didn't know what they were saying, he couldn't converse with them, he just didn't have the kochos. So then Moshe Rabbeinu says, Yodah Ravlo, give him strong hands. So he's able to now converse and have a back and forth in the Shakla Vitarya. But he couldn't come to a halach lemaisa. He couldn't come to the bottom line. It's one thing to have lumdis, but to come to halach lemaisa doesn't work like that. And he should give him some extra help, to some tziyata d'shmaya, to have him paskin shailos. I was talking to Rav Shechter yesterday, and Rav Shechter is telling me how he suggests I give a chabura on Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezer. They're learning kedusha now in YU. So he said when he gave shir a number of years ago, I forget exactly the context, it was a kiddush of some sort, maybe Shabbos kiddush, someone offered him some schnapps, and he refused because he was going to give shir, and the Gemara says you can't drink before you give shir, you're giving. So then they said, what about the other Rosh Hashiva over there? He's drinking, and he's about to give shir. So the other Rosh Hashiva who was there says, Rav Shechter, he learns halacha lemais in his shir. He opens up a Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezra every single day, so they learn halacha. He can't. Me? We don't learn Shulchan Aruch. We just learn the lamdas. Rav Shechter said he was so proud that he didn't learn Shulchan Aruch at all. He said, I don't know where he's coming from. No one learns Shulchan Aruch anymore. So he recommended I give a shiur in Shulchan Aruch Ebenezer. Either way, we see that it's not enough to simply learn.
Didn't that mean you're supposed to drink to get, like, have, like, a drink that would get you intoxicated?
Right.
It means not even have a little
l'chaim? The Gemara says in Be'ah that if a person drinks a bit of l'chaim, you shouldn't pass shots. You don't know how much it's going to affect you. It could be a revis, a small shot glass. Could be enough, possibly. Either way, we see learning is one thing, and the lum this in Shakla Vitaria, but the paskin shaila, that's already another madriga. That's the highest madriga, aliba de hilchasa. Okay. Gemara says, Amr le Rav, the Rabba Bar Meri, Minoha Milsa, how do I know the following? Damri Inchi, that people say, Basa Aniya Azla Aniyusa. After a person's poor, he gets even poorer. The rich get richer, and the poor get poorer. How do we know? Amrlei, it says in the Mishnah, the Tanan, Ashirim Mevim Bikurim Beklasa Shazav Vishokesef. The wealthy people would bring the Bikurim, the first fruits of the season, in beautiful golden and silver baskets. Vanim Bisali Nitsarim Shalarava Klupa. And the Anim would bring baskets woven from some type of branch. And Hasalim Habikurim, and when the Anim would bring the baskets and the fruits, Nosin Lakarim, they would give the fruits and the baskets to the Karim. The Ashirim, which would bring the golden baskets, would give them the fruits and take the gold back. Now the poor Ani, who only has a basket to weave, he gives the basket also to him. So he's losing even that. So the poor lose more. So Amar Leh, so he says back to him, Ad Amar Smihasim, you learn from there. But Rabbi Bar Meri says, Amina Mihacha, I learn it from the following pasuk. It says, V'tamei tamei yikra. A person is tamei, you call him tamei. Says Rashi in the top of Amar Beis. V'tamei tamei yikra, lo dai lo nago. Not only is it enough that he's now tamei, el shmevayish es asmo, al korcho hitil alav akasav chove. That he now becomes embarrassed because he has to now announce that he's tamei and stay away from me, don't touch me. But he also now, he's advertising that he's tamei. So Gemara says now, Amar le Rava le Rava bar Meri minah milsa. How do I know the following? The Amar Rabbanan, the Rabbanan would say, Hashkem v'echel b'kayitz. Person should wake up early and eat in the summer. B'pnei achama, because of the heat. If you wait too long, you get hot and you get dehydrated. U'b'chorif, in the winter, b'pnei atzinu, you should wake up early as well, eat, before it gets too cold, and before you go outside. So Amar Inchi, people would say, Shisin ruhute raot, l'mate l'gavre, 60 people would run, 60 runners. Would run velomate, they couldn't reach legavra de mitzrach karach, to a person who ate in the morning. A guy who ate breakfast is better off than a guy who didn't eat breakfast. The 60 people could be professional runners. They're not going to be able to keep up with a guy who had a healthy breakfast in the morning. So the pasuk says lo yarivu lo yetzma. A person shouldn't be hungry and shouldn't be thirsty. Lo yikam shara v'shemesh. And if he's not hungry and thirsty, meaning he ate well, so then the heat of the sun won't affect him. Amr Leh, so he says, At Amr Smihasim, you learn from that pasuk. V'anamina mihach, I learn from a different pasuk. It says, V'avatim es Hashem lokechem, you should serve Hashem. Zu kriyashma v'tfilu. U'berach haslachmacha, and bless your bread, v'esmeimecha, and your water, zu pas b'melach v'kitan shemayim. First, having some bread with salt, and a little canteen of water. V'kan v'elach, from that point on, v'asirosi machla mikirbecha. From doing that, they remove all machla, all disease from within you. The Tanya Machla Zu Mara, and Machla refers to something bitter, some type of disease. Is there a definition for Mara?
Gallbladder.
Gallbladder, okay.
Bile
of the gall. Okay, so it helps the digestive system. V'loma Nikra Shema Machla. So why is it called the Machla? Sheshmonim Mishlosha Chalaim Yeshba Machla Begamacha. That there are 83 different diseases that could happen in that area. And all them, having a little bit of bread and salt in the water, in the morning rather, and some water, would get rid of them. A person I know, a certain Rav, who got sick with something with the body, and he was advised by a certain Makobo, that's because he didn't eat breakfast. So from that point on, he now always eats a healthy breakfast, based on this Gemara here. Okay. Gemara says, Amar Leh Rav Al Rabba Bar Meri Minah Milsa. How do I know this to be the case? Damar Rabbanim would say, Chavrich Karech Chamra, if a friend calls you a donkey, Uchba Legavech Mush, you should take off the saddle and put it on him. What does that mean? Amar Leh Dichsiv Ayomer Hagar Shivchas Sarai.
It says here, not on him, but on you.
Put it on yourself. Ah, you should put it on yourself. Legavech, put it on yourself. What does that mean? Yeah. Mean you should call yourself a donkey before they call you a donkey. Okay, it's better to, I guess, embarrass oneself than someone else. You laugh with them, in essence. You take the joke. So Amar Leh Dichsiv Vayomer Hagar Shivcha Sarai. And Hagar, the Shivcha Sarai, said, Amy said, Basa Vanasalechi. And so the Malach's talking to her right now. So where do you come from? Where are you going? He asks her. But Tomer, she said, Mipnei Sarai Gvirasi Anochi Barachas, I'm running away from my master. So she referred to Sarai as her master. So, you know, instead of them calling her a Shivcha, she referred to her as the Sarai as a master. She accepted upon herself that insult. Okay. Amalei Ravala Rabba Bar Meri Minah Milsa, how do I know? Damri Inch, the people would say, Milsa Gana Dispacha Kadam Amra. Something negative about yourself, you should say first. What does this mean? Amalei Dichsiv Ayomer Eved Avram Anochi. Eliezer, when he's going to find a wife, ultimately Rivka, for Yitzhak Avinu, so he introduced himself as, I am the Eved of Avram. Before they called him an Eved of Avram, he referred to himself first as the Eved Avram Anochi. Another statement, Amalei Ravel Rabba Bar Meri Minah Milsa, how do I know? Damar Inch, the people say, Shafil v'azil bar avza v'ene mitaifa. Person, a goose, right, bends his head down, but its eyes, mitaifa, always looks ahead for some food to find something to eat, even though it's with a tremendous humility. So Amarlei, dichsiv, as the pasuk says, pasuk that's found in Shmuel, it says as follows, v'heitiv Hashem laduni v'zacharta et amasecha. Hashem did good to me, and you remembered amasecha, you remembered how they're providing here the fear, or remembered your maidservant. What's the raya from here? Let's see. It's talking about Avigail, Ashes Navel. When Avigail was prophesizing that her husband's going to die because he had disgraced David HaMelech, so I guess, even though she was accepting upon herself this humility of losing her husband that she's about to lose, she still looked in a positive way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has always remembered her, it says here, her beauty. Somehow, even though when a person's in a tough situation, you always have to look to the positive, look ahead, like the way the goose walks down with humility, but always looks ahead. That seems to be the idea here. Amalei Ravala Rabba Bar Meri, Minah Milsa, how do I know the following? Dhamma Inchin, the people would say, Shisin Tachle Mitaya Lekacha Dakel Chavre Shamar V'lo Achal. So what does this mean? What's this statement? So people would say that 60 amounts of pains, avelus, on the tooth, that Dakel Chavre Shamar V'lo Achal. That when a person hears something about a friend, but he's eating it, he's not eating it, meaning a person not partaking in the same simcha as somebody else, it's very hard for him. It's like the pain of 60 different pains in the tooth. When you feel left out, you're excluded. So what's the source? Amar Lei, Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, V'li ani avdecha, v'lutzadak akor, v'niyahu ben Yehoyada, v'lushamo avdecha lokara. He invited all these people to the party, but except that Shlomo was left out, and Shlomo felt, of course, left out. And Amar Lei, at Amar's mehasim, you learn from that pasuk, v'ana amina mehacha, I learn from the following pasuk, it says, v'yivyeha Yitzhak ahoela, sarimo, when Yitzhak finally met Rivka, he brought her back to the tent of his mother, Sarah, and all the things came back, the bread and the candles and the cloud. And he loved her. Then he was able to feel comforted after losing his mother, Sarah. Immediately afterwards it says, and then Avram said, wait a second, now I feel lonely. I also need a companion. So Avram went ahead and married Keturah. Amalei Rabba Rabba Bar Meri Minah Milsa Dami Incha. How do I know the following? Chamra Lemare Tivusa Lashake. Even though the wine might be owned by the king, the Tivusa, the acknowledgement, the thank yous go to the one serving it, the waiter. Right? When you know you get served at a restaurant and you say to the waiter, thank you, it was delicious. But he didn't do anything, he just brought it to you. It's really the chef that made everything. But that's how it works. How do we know? Amarlei, Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, Samach Tashiyatcha Alav, and Moshe was told to place his hands upon Yeshua ben Nun to appoint him leader. And it says, Laman Yishmun V'yiron, this way everyone should hear and see and be fear, called us B'nai Israel, they should all hear and see this and accept this upon themselves, so that Yeshua is the new leader. Uksiv, then it's written afterwards, it says, Yeshua ben Nun, Mali Ruach Chachma, is filled with this tremendous amount of wisdom, Ki Samach Moshe is Yadav Alav, because Moshe placed his hands upon him. Vayishmu, Ilav, Kol B'nai Israel, and everybody listened to him. So even though of course the Chachma came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was really attributed to Moshe, because Kisanach Moshe. Why did he get the Ruach Chachma? Kisanach Moshe, because Moshe placed his hands on it. But it wasn't because Moshe placed his hands on it, it's because Hashem gave it to him. So this is just an example that we always thank the intermediary and the waiter and the middleman as opposed to the real source of everything. Amalei Rav le Rabba Bar Mari Mina Hamilsa Dami Inchi. How do I know that which people say? Kalba Bechafna Glali Mivla. Kalba Bechafna, when a dog is hungry, he's starving. Glali Mivla, he's willing to swallow, eat rocks. How do I know? Tichsiv Nefesh Sveya Tavus Nofes. A soul that's third hungry, so he can't eat anything that's what's he Tavus Nofes means?
I'll trample honeycomb. So
we'll trample a honeycomb. Okay, v'nefesh re'eva, and that's a full one, a one that's full and satisfied, can't eat something sweet. V'nefesh re'eva, a starving soul, kol mar musik, everything, even bitter things are sweet to him. He could eat even a rock. That's the idea. Amrle Rav le Rabba Bar Mari mina hamilsa damin. How do I know that? Which people say, mitayel v'azil dikla bisha gabi kina disarche. That a bad tree goes amongst bad trees. A particular day tree, a bad bishas rap, a bad day tree grows among ilan srak, trees that don't produce any fruit. So what does that mean in terms of talking to the people and the neighbors and shcheinim and friends? So it makes someone else who might be someone good, who might be a dekel tree, if he's among bad people, bad trees, he's himself going to be bad as well. Armalai, as it says, Davar zeh kasa b'tara, it's written in the Torah, shanoi b'nevim, it's repeated in the Nevim, shalosh b'ksuvim, v'tzam v'masisin, v'tanina b'braisa, it's all over the place. Tanakh, Mishnah, Braisa, kasa b'tara, it's written in the Torah, dichsim v'yech Esav el Yishmal. So Esav went to Yishmal, they connected to each other, to Rishayim. V'shana b'nevim, it's repeated in the Nevim, Dichsiv v'yislach to el Yiftach anashim reikim v'yu imo, and Yiftach gathered people who were empty. Again, people, Rishayim, hang out with Rishayim. U'mishulash b'ksuvim, it's a third time in the Ksuvim, Dichsiv kol of limino yishkon, every bird towards type will live. U'bnei adam l'domolo, and the people will live amongst their similar types as well. Tanah b'basis, the Mishnah says further, kol ha'mechubur l'tamei, tamei, anything connected to tamei, they themselves are tamei. Call the Mechubur L'Tor is going to be Tor. And then finally in the Braisa, Tanina B'Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Lo L'chinam Halach Zarzir Eitzel Ha'orev Elo Mepdei Shumino. The Zarzir, what do they interpret Zarzir as? Define it as?
Starling.
Okay, don't know. There's many types of birds. But even a certain type of bird goes next to the raven because they're the same type. Okay, the two birds that are considered Tamei, they all hang out with each other. Next one, Amrle Rava L'Rabba Bar Mari again. Menachem Milsa, how do I know? The Amri Inchi, that which people say. Karisa Chavrich Velo Anach. If you call to a friend to give him Musar on something he did wrong, and he doesn't answer you, Rumi Guda Rabba Shadebei. So you should knock down a Guda Rabba, throw down a large wall on top of him. So push him further. Press him. Amrlei, how do we know this? Yan Tihartich Velo Tihart. You answer him to become Tower, and he doesn't become Tower. Mitumaseh from his tuma lo titari od. Don't do it any further. So since he didn't want to listen, so you could stop. I thought it's against it. I mean, push away from your hands. I mean, don't do it again. He's already pushed away. There's no chance of him coming back. You gave him the muster and the chizik. It didn't help. He's already lost forever. No need to press any further. Amalei Rav the Rabba Bar Mari mina hamilsa dami inchi. How do I know that which people say beira deshasus mina? A boar that a person drinks its water from when you're thirsty, lo tishte be kala, don't throw in it some mud to dirty the water. So I mean, if something did something nice to you, don't do something bad to it. You should have a karsa tov. Moshe Benu in the water, Moshe Benu in the offer. You should have a derecha. You should have a karsa tov even to objects. So Amar le dichsiv lo sisayv adomi ki achicha hi, lo sisayv mitzvei ki gari sibarto. So a person should not embarrass and do to Eva anything abominable to these nations, because we have a karsa tov to them. Adomi are our brothers from Esav, and the Mitzrayim did things that were wonderful to us, even though they, you know, of course, did terrible things to us, but they still hosted us for many, many years. So that's a karsa tov even to nations. Amrle Rava the Rabba Bar Mari Minah Milsa. How do I know? Dami Inchi, that which people say, Idalis Dura Dalina. If you lift up the heavy load, then I'm going to help you out. If you won't carry the load with me, then lo dalina, then I won't help you out either. So a person wants to What's the Nimshal here? Is Rashi the Nimshal? Where's Rashi? It's E Dala of Rashi, says 8 lines up. E Dalas Dura Delina Im Tidla Vitagbia Hamasi Imid Delina Dari Masri Mashal who Shain Adam wrote to Likanis Bisakanas Hezek Mamon. Person doesn't want to enter into a dangerous monetary situation. Vitachas all davar LM Kane Mishade Vikhabir Imo. Right, in order to minimize your risks. You have other partners coming together. This way you kind of split the return, but you also split the risks as well. So Amrle, how do you know this? Amrle, Dichsim, as a pasuk says, Vayomer Eileha Barak, Im Telchi Mi, Halachti, Vim Lo Telchi Mi, Lo Eilich. If you come with me, we'll do it together, but if you're not going to partner, I'm not willing to invest into this business. Okay, there's another one here. Let's see how far this one goes. Let's do one more. Amrle, Ravel, Rabba Barmari, Minah Milsa, Mdaminch, how do I know this thing people would say? Kad Havin Zutre, Ligare. So when you're little, when you're ketanim, hayinu chashuvim kigavri. When we're young, this is what Rabbi Samuel on Shabbos. We think we're like men when we're little people. When we're little 10-year boys, we think right, we've run the world. The best is when the ninth graders come into school. They think they own the world because they're the eighth graders, so they ran the school. Now they're ninth graders. They think they still run the school, but they don't. So when you're ketanim, you really think you're gedolim. Okay, and legavre. And hashta the kashisha ladarki. Now that we're old, when you get older, then you think you're nothing. You're a child. So Amr Lay, what's this kind? How do you find this concept? Amr Lay mi kara to written ksiv Hashem holech lefneim yomam bam and on lan chosum aderech Hashem led Klai Yisrael in the midbar with the cloud b'layla ba'amud aish in the night with the pillar of fire lahayir lahem to lighten the way. So for the end it says ksiv it's written. I'm going to send in front of you a malach to protect you. So how do we see this here? A person's young, he's considered adam chashuv, like a gadol, so Kadosh Baruch himself leads him. As he gets older, he's considered a katam, therefore he needs only a malach is going to lead him. I thought this was just the impression a person has. The Gemara is telling us this is actuality. When a person's young, he's a gavra. When he's old, he's a nothing anymore. So mitzvah Hashem, we should all continue to be as we're all young, to be great and continue to be great even when we get old. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Beautiful Gaita. Mm-hmm.